Senior writer, TitansOnline.com. Good morning, Jim. How you doing,
Jimmy.
Man?
I'm doing great. How you guys holding up? Two-man wrecking crew.
Yeah, man. We're trying here. We're holding up good. It's actually good to actually have, like, sports and games to actually talk about and preview and react to. But I got to ask you, Jimmy, where's Vic? Where's Beasley? Is he there with you? Put him on the phone. Vic?
Yeah, I haven't seen him. In my old job, I'd probably be in Atlanta right now. My else's job to do that. And I know what they said is that I know the GM said in a statement last week he has talked to him and he's aware of his unexcused absence and indicated that he plans to be there at some point. So until then, I guess the waiting game will continue.
Where are you at with that, Jimmy? I mean, we saw the statement from JR last week, a very, very pointed statement. And, we had Wes Durham on, the voice of the Falcons, who, is obviously familiar to this area. And he said, oh, he's a great kid. He's great in the community. He's a quiet, soft-spoken kid. It's just, what do you make of that?
Well, I mean, the reality is I don't know him, and I haven't met him.
Yeah.
And I've just seen him from afar, and I've read some things that have been written about him in the past, and I think a lot of people are kind of waiting and kind of reserving judgment or opinion on him until they can kind of see it firsthand. And, the team, signed him in free agency because they felt like he's a guy that could come in and help the team, and he's currently – not here, and everybody else is. So, I think – obviously you want him and his health and his family, hope everything is okay there. But, after all that, it's clear, to sign him to help this football team and to want to be here, and hope that's going to play out where he can do that.
Well, I guess the next thing to watch, because it's sort of been a moving target now, though, the NFL opt-out deadline is Thursday at 3 o'clock our time, so I guess we could be seeing that being a part of the equation if he's considering that. But, and then if he's not, I guess the recourse would be for the Titans to go after that signing money,
Yeah, and that's kind of, he hasn't said that he's – and he's not very active on social media, and obviously he hasn't, spoken publicly since he was, signed by the Titans. So he hasn't really given any indication that he's even thinking that. But I certainly understand people speculating and wondering, but just because he's not here and reporting day, was a little while back now. So we'll see what happens next. The team wants him to be here, wants him a part, of them on the field this fall. And now it's we'll find out soon enough if Vic Beasley has a similar vision.
Good news on two fronts. Isaiah Wilson, of course, the big Georgia offensive tackle, number 29 overall, got his deal done. 4-year, $11.5 million total, $5.9 million, the signing bonus. But he was also removed from the COVID-19 reserve list as well. So double good news there.
Yeah, and the thing with him, the contract was being held up because of the COVID-19 test because he wouldn't be able to pass a physical. Now that he has been able to pass the physical, the deal is done, and that was important because this is a young guy who didn't have the benefit, just like everybody else, of OTAs and mini camps and being able to go through the off-season program. He's already going to be behind the eight ball enough coming into a competition with Dennis Kelly, and now he didn't want him to miss any more time because of that. So I think that's a good sign. Everything I've heard about him has been good. He went out of his way to work with some of the veteran teammates this offseason. He's a hard-working kid. Physically, he's got all the tools to be really good. I kind of felt all along that Dennis Kelly is the present and Isaiah Wilson's the future, and that's just a matter of how far off into the future that is. Dennis is a solid player, and he's proven that when he's got an opportunity. He's going to be a hard guy to unseat at the start of the season, but how quickly can Wilson develop and be in a position where they feel like he can be even better? That's kind of the big question.
You know, you mentioned Dennis Kelly yesterday. Taylor Lewan spoke and talking about Kelly being of course, he's the NFL player rep, but for the team. But Lewan called him an unbelievable dictator when it comes to his mask.
Yeah, he's like the mask czar. Yeah.
And Kevin Byard said he was, quote, anal about it, end quote. But yeah, I think it's good, right?
I think it's good. Yeah, I mean, and I wish he could walk the streets of the community.
And, yeah, you see him coming down the street.
Yeah, you'll put your mask on when the Undertaker comes walking up to you.
Yeah. He turned a lot of these Karens into I don't know what you would turn them into, but they'd be putting that mask on. I'm with you. Let him walk Broadway on some of these Friday and Saturday nights once they open them back up, and let him be the mask enforcer or somewhere, you know, all over the country. So I think it's great. I got a kick out of that. If you're going to have somebody that's going to force a role, why not have it be a guy who's 6'8", 321 pounds, that has the nickname of the Undertaker?
Yeah.
So I mean, but he's not the Lone Ranger. And as you heard, you know, Taylor Lewan talk about it, you know, he's got a 15-day-year-old daughter. Kevin Byard's wife, you know, is due to have a couple, you know, second child here very soon. You know, a lot of players are going home to families. This is not a bubble situation where they're isolated from everybody else. So everybody has to do their part. And that's what is going to be critical to this NFL season. And I think you're going to have peer pressure in that locker room, you know, from the veterans talking to the younger teammates. Yeah, some of these young guys, I get it. They've gotten big contracts. They're on their own. They want to live life and have some fun and spend some of their money. But this is not the time to do that. And I think how guys like Dennis Kelly, how some of the other veteran leaders on this team, how well they're able to get their point across is going to go a long ways in how things go here. And it's not going to be perfect across the league because this is a virus that spreads. But the Titans are doing everything they can to help keep that from happening. And that's Dennis Kelly saying what he has to say. That's being dividers being put in between the lockers. That's spreading out the meeting rooms. That's being tested, having temperature taken, you know, grab and go in the cafeteria. I mean, this is not something anybody's taking lightly.
Well, you know, what surprised me, John, you can join the conversation if you want. August 2016, when he came here in the trade, Dennis Kelly is the longest tenured player on this roster.
Yeah.
Think of all the turnover that's happened. That's, what, 4 years? That's crazy.
That is crazy. I'm doing the math in my head. The longest tenured player on the roster, are you talking about offensive linemen or – or play, because you're forgetting a pretty good punter.
Brett Kern, yep.
He's been around for a while, so you don't want Brett Kern coming over to
that's
the studio.
Right.
You know,
oh, he can come on over. He's
I mean, you get Brett Kern and Dennis Kelly together, you're talking about a two-man wrecking crew. Dennis Kelly is certainly – I still remember very well when the GM made that trade, and a lot of people were questioning that and what the heck is he doing. You know, big fans of Dorial Green Beckham, who looked the part but just could never sustain it. So he's had a great career. Somebody in the mailbag, you know, suggest, you know, hey, let's trade Dennis Kelly at the trading deadline. I'm saying, what the heck are you doing talking about trading Dennis Kelly? He's not only been stepping up and doing great every time you've asked him to do, now he's a potential starter. You know, you got to hold on to Dennis Kelly. You just signed him to a 3-year deal. So that's, you know, Jimmy D from Battleground Washington. Got that one wrong.
Hey, Jimmy, we're talking with Jimmy White from TitansOnline.com. Jimmy, you know, back to the rookies for a second. You know, Wilson signs his deal. I think it's more important than ever for the rookies to get signed and get in as soon as possible. With no preseason, number one and number two, you look at the top three draft picks, I think all three of those guys are going to factor a lot this season. I think they're going to play a lot, especially Christian Fulton and Darrington Evans.
I agree. Yeah, I think really of the three you just named, I think there's a chance that that the first round pick is the one you have to wait a little bit to see, just because of Kelly and because you know, of the role they're asking him to step in. But I think Christian Fulton's got a chance to step in, be an immediate contributor. I think how well he does is going to influence what that secondary looks like this year, because there's a lot of things they have to work through. Who's playing in the slot? Who's going to be on the field a lot? They've got a lot of guys to work through, from Butler, you know, to Jackson, to Jonathan Joseph, to Fulton, and some other guys competing as well. So everything I've heard about him has been positive, too. He's worked with Byard, he's worked with Jason Spray, who's a trainer who's worked with a lot of guys here, and they've all raved about his work ethic. And then Darrington Evans is probably the rookie who I'm most looking forward to seeing, which is crazy because he's playing a position where you've got, you know, one of the best running backs in the NFL. But I think Evans is going to bring something different, you know, the third round pick out of Appalachian State, because he catches the ball so well. He's got some quickness and some speed. He's worked with Ryan Tannehill and Jonnu Smith. They've given really rave reviews about him, and I'm anxious to see how quickly he can get up to speed, because I think he's going to help take the load off of Derrick Henry, and I think he's also going to provide some fireworks when he gets a football in his hands.
I'm sure it should come as no surprise to you, Jimmy, to hear that Delanie Walker is training hard to get ready for the season, wants to play this year, and I'm sure expects to be signed by a team.
Yeah, and I hope everything goes well for him. I think anybody that's been around him since he's joined the Titans.
Oh, he helped change the culture of that team, don't you think?
Yeah, no question. I think he's probably the best free agent acquisition this team has ever made since they moved to Tennessee. I mean, he turned out to be a great player, a three-time Pro Bowler. He did change the culture, and he was accountable. And any time, I mean, he was here in some lean years and through some transition, and he was always the guy in the locker who stood and answered for when things went wrong and for what needed to change. And you know, I hated to see him, you know, have such a significant injury at the start of the 2018 season that really lingered and kept him from being himself in 2019. You know, I hope he can get his body right where he can play and help somebody. And no matter what happens, I mean, what a hell of a career he's had. I mean, to play for so long and to be so successful. You know, I just would like to see it end when he wants it to, and not when, you know, not when an injury or somebody else decides they don't want to take a chance on him.
Can he not beat the Padres?
Yeah, the Padres have gotten, everybody said, you know, the daggone Padres, don't let them get hot and get confidence. And they've gotten off to a pretty good start, but I think we got a little something for them.
Yeah, how'd Walker Buehler do last night?
Well, they've really limited his pitch count.
Oh, really?
He only went five after going, I think, three and a third or three and two-thirds his first out. He's not quite himself yet, but I think he'll get there. But the thing is, with this short season, you can't – you know, you got to get things in gear pretty quickly. You know, you got to right the ship before, you know, people start going overboard.
Jim, thank you as always. Appreciate
Thanks,
you, man.
Jimmy. You're the best.
Okay, you guys have a great day. Thank you.
All right.